Juxtaposing the realities of apartheid in South Africa to those in occupied Palestine. That's the most obvious means of trying to give people here a glimpse of what is happening in the Middle East. A 5-member official delegation from Gaza is visiting Johannesburg on the invitation of the Al-Quds Foundation of South Africa. They form part of the official committee to break the siege. As part of their 2-week visit to South Africa, the delegation will be travelling across the country to highlight the plight of Gaza. One of the places that they did visit was the prison on Robben Island, where political prisoners were kept during the apartheid years. But the difference, they point out, is that under Israeli occupation, the entire Gaza Strip has been turned into a prison. The visit here, hence, is of specific significance.
We seek the help of our South African brothers and friends in order to know, because we know that they are the most important, that they know it very well, because they suffer the same suffering and they have the same feeling whenever they have the same experience in having apartheid.
The situation in Gaza is one of the worst in the world. The delegation members say most countries have failed the people of Gaza, but they can still do more.
They may treat the Israeli occupation by isolation the same as was done for the apartheid regime. And also they can have a boycott the goods that come from the Israeli occupation. Even just to call for the government or to stop or to help Palestinians and stop their relations with the South, with the Israeli occupation, until they obey the international decisions.
The Palestinian delegation has held public sessions and meetings with NGOs, trade unions and some officials. They're hopeful a meeting with high-ranking government officials will materialize in coming days. Hassan Syria Press TV, Johannesburg.